Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good afternoon. May I please speak to Rebecca? Rebecca?
This is what can I do for
Hi.
you?
Thank you so much for taking the call and happy Wednesday. My name is Richard and I'm calling from Research Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Rebecca, are you registered to vote?
I am.
You are. Okay. Can I have a couple minutes of your valuable time so I can conduct a survey with you, ma'am?
Absolutely. You might not
Thank
like
you
my
so
answers, but
Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay. Allow me just one moment. Okay. And our question will be the following. With all the respect to you, Rebecca, can you please tell me what year you were born?
1969.
Thank you very much. Okay. I know it's a long way off. But what are the chances you will vote in November's elections for president, Congress, and other offices, Rebecca? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Oh no, I'll be voting.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, in your own words, if you have to pick, what will you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, on your own words? If you have to
That's
pick.
kind of hard. That's kind of hard because it's hard to pick. We've got so many. Well, right now I would think it would be our financial burden on our elderly and our disabled with our inflation that our income doesn't match.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, Rebecca, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many other many people, did you skip that one?
No, I actually voted Republican, believe it or not.
Thank you. Okay, thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No, I'll be voting independently this year.
Independent. Thank you, ma'am. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there's no chances that you will be voting for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. So for Joe Biden, what's your rate? What's your scale? Rate scale.
0.
0. And for Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you.
But one,
Okay.
neither one.
Thank you. And thinking about the election, this November in the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for Democrat candidate or Republican candidates?
Neither. I'm
Neither.
staying independent.
Thank you. Well, if the election were held today, if you have to decide right now to which candidate will you lean, the Democrat candidate or the Republican? You already stated.
Neither.
Neither.
Preferably. Yeah.
Thank you. And who you trust more when it comes to the issues of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democrat Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Well, that's why I'm voting, because I don't agree with either side. As far as the immigration, I'd probably have to go with Donald Trump over Biden.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree or somewhat agree or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree for this following question. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that the undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree, Rebecca?
No, I agree they should stay together.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can form essentially jobs and contribute to the economy of the country. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I absolutely agree. If
Agree.
they're going
Thank
to be
you.
here, they need to support and work themselves.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing any increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I think,
Is it?
well, that's kind of complicated because it depends on how they're here.
Yeah, you're right about
If they're
that.
here illegally, then, no. But if they're here the right way, then I'll agree with that.
Yes. I'm going to read a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take actions to protect them. Now, with the first question, the first will be for President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass the background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree, Rebecca?
I agree. We should say
thank
that.
You. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
No, I agree.
Thank you. Next will be President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, who most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as a farm workers. Strongly agree or disagree?
No, I agree. They should be able to stay.
Thank you, ma'am. And please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. If, for example, a program that grants more permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy, is it much more likely to you or much less likely to you?
You mean to support them?
Yes.
If they're working?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll support them if they're over here working and they pass a background check and stuff.
Okay, the next one will be a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely or much less likely?
No, probably more likely.
More likely, okay. Now, allow me just one moment. Just one moment, please. Okay, the following question will be, okay, President, please indicate if you are very concerned, someone concerned, or a little concerned about Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics, a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Is it very concerned to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very concerned. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration and reform during the campaign, but always fails to deliver once they have won. Is it very concerned to you, or a little concern, not at all concerned, Rebecca?
Yeah, it's a concern. He's not doing his job.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Is it very concerned to you, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Well, anything that has to do with the immigrants is always a concern.
It is, right? Thank you, ma'am. Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. Okay, and I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closest to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. It says here, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Now, Donald Trump says we must just shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport undocumented immigrants who, no matter how long they have been in the country. Is the Biden approach much closer to you or Trump approach much closer?
I would have to say that it's closer to me on that than Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. We're almost done, and I really appreciate for your valuable time, ma'am. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump or Green Party candidate Jill Stein or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm going to be voting independent.
Independent. As the best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? And if it's your relation to them, are you a friend, family member, acquaintance, or co-workers?
Yes, but Trump already yanked them out of our country. He lived here for over 10 years, married and everything. So actually,
your family. Everybody
I'm related to is a U.S. citizen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. As a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like, for example, Facebook, Fox News Channel, YouTube, MSNBC, or TikTok, or Instagram, or
Instagram? I usually do, like, the TV or YouTube. It's one of those two.
YouTube, okay. Thank you, ma'am. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Canada.
Canada. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, we're almost done. Rebecca, again, thank you very much for that valuable time that you're providing me. Were you born in the United States mainland on the island of Puerto Rico?
I was born in the United States.
United States.
I carried a picnic last name, but it's my kids that are half. I'm actually American.
Okay. Were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Nope. They were born in Michigan.
Thank you. Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English?
English.
Oh,
yep.
Okay, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I consider myself independent.
Independent. Okay. And do you think of yourself as a closer Democrat, or you already say independent? Thank you, ma'am. Thinking in a political term, will you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm not going to answer that.
Thank you. No worries. What is the last year of your schooling that you have completed, Rebecca?
A crap ton of college.
College. Congratulations, ma'am. Okay. And what is your religion, if any? Thank you.
Pentecostal.
Sorry?
Pentecostal.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name? I'm sorry?
Rebecca.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we can contact you in the future, Rebecca? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank
sure.
you. Okay, then I just wanted to say we already finished with your survey here. Wanted to say thank you very much for your valuable time and your precious time, Rebecca. Thank you very much. Your opinion is confidential. And again, thank you so much, okay? You take care of yourself
thank
and
you
have a great, great afternoon. Blessings
you
to you
too,
and your family. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.